Right, being that we are standing before Yontif, standing before the holiday of Pesach, instead of what we're normally doing in terms of our exploration of the Shmona Esrei, where we're in the middle of the second bracha of the Shmona Esrei, really taking our time trying to appreciate every single word of our rabbis of Chazal in instituting of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, of instituting the Shmona Esrei, of the tefillah that we say thrice daily, I wanted to go ahead to the additional paragraph that we add in, specifically on the Yamim Tovim and on Rosh Chodesh, that of Yale V'Yavo. So it's on page 110, 110 in the gray box. So basically, just to understand exactly what Yale V'Yavo is, it's basically like a special type of Shema Kolin, where essentially what we're asking Hashem for is that we are asking Hashem to answer our tefillos positively on this holy day, on this day that we feel a sense of closeness with him, and also specifically because this day of Yontif is, as referred to in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, a Yom Din. It's a day of judgment. It says the Gemara that there are four times of year that we are judged. Arba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. There's four times a year that we go through a judgment. Of course, the one that we're most familiar with is Rosh Hashanah. That Rosh Hashanah called by Olam over Lefanov Kevnei Maron, that Hashem judges the entire world on Rosh Hashanah, but then also on the three Yamim Tovim. On Pesach, we are judged, says the Gemara, Al Hatfua, about the grain for that year, Ba'atzeres. On Shavuos, we are judged Al Peros Ha'ilon regarding the fruit trees. That's why many have a custom that on Hoshana Rabbah, they have specifically said, the Pri Chadash brings this down, to have intention on Rosh Hashanah to daven. To daven on Hoshana Rabbah, specifically for the fruit of the trees. On Shavuos, it's Al Peros Ha'ilan, to daven specifically for the fruit trees, and Bechag, and on Sukkot, it's Nidon and Alamayim. We get judged for the rain we're going to have that year. I guess Jews in San Diego davened really, really well this past Sukkot, which is why we got so much rain.
What's the Pesach one?
Pesach Tfuah. On the grain.
Oh, grain. Okay.
The grain. So there's a judgment that takes place four times a year. It's interesting that the Sifsei Chaim, the Chaim Freelander, Zatzal, points out that what an amazing chesed it is that Hashem had grouped all of the days of judgment with Yontif. Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That on the Yamim Tovim are the days of judgment, because on Yamim Tovim, we're being judged on the days that we're at our best. It's an amazing thing, right? It could have been that, in the middle of a very, very busy work season, right? That those are the days that we're being judged, but it's not. It's not that we just get a random summons to court, not knowing when it's coming or not knowing what our general state is going to be at. We're at our highest spiritual moments in our lives are during the Yom Tovim, and it's specifically on those days when we're at our best. Hashem chose those days to be the days of judgment. Just an interesting note.
What about the judgment? Aren't there judgments like on Tu B'Shvat? Is that that's for the trees? He's leaving the days for us. Aren't there other days of judgment as well?
These are the days. Yeah. So this is what the Gemara says. These are the days of judgment. These are the days of judgment. Yeah.
So what is that? Tu
B'Shvat,
isn't that kind of a judgment for trees?
Tu B'Shvat is a day really that has more implications in agricultural law. Yeah. Agricultural law. Yeah. So that's what the, that's what he writes over here. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beruv Chazda, Hashem, in his abundant kindness, Kava Esimei Hadin Shelanu B'yom Tovim. Hashem has set up that the days that we're being judged are the days that we're at our best. Shehem Kishmam Yom Tovim. They're good days. Shebehem in anu oskim b'melech zachol. We're not busy with mundane activities on these days. Ela rak ba'avodas Hashem mitzvos hayom. That our entire focus on these days are our connection to Hashem, our service of Hashem. Mitzvos that we're doing those days are abundant, and therefore l'tovoseinu, in order for our benefit, who should be yamim shebehem matzavnu haruchni tov yoser. Then therefore the days that are of the highest spiritual quality and we're at our best and at our heights and those days, nani donim, those are the days that we're going to be judged. That's a beautiful point from the Tzivsei Chachamim. So I thought we would do is just go through the tefillah of Yalav Yavo and get a better appreciation for it. So let's take a look. We say in on page 110, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, a God and God of our forefathers. Ya'ale v'yavo, that we ask that we rise up v'yavo and we come to, we arrive to him. Yagia, we're coming closer, we're reaching towards him. V'yira'e, that we should be seen, v'yiratzeh, and that we should, Hashem should find favor within us. V'yishma v'yifakeid, and that he should listen to our tefillahs. And v'yifaked, and you should consider what we're asking. V'yizacher zichroneinu ufikdoneinu, and Hashem should, and that we should be remembered before Hashem, Hashem should remember us and consider us. Again, this like it's sounds a lot. It sounds a lot like Shema Koleinu, like asking Hashem to accept our tefillos, and also it sounds a lot like tefillos on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? Yom Noraim. V'zichron avateinu, also remember the merits of our ancestors. Zichron Mashiach ben David avdecha, that to remember the coming of Mashiach. V'zichron Yushalayim yirkotshecha, remember Yushalayim, meaning to say that don't forget about the fact that we need Yushalayim to be rebuilt. We need Mashiach to come. V'zichron kol amcha beis Yisrael lefanecha, remember the entire Jewish people. Lefleita. Letova, l'chein, l'chesed, l'rachamim, that it should be for goodness, for chein, for grace, l'chesed, kindnesses, and rachamim, and compassion, l'chaim, l'shalom, for life, and Hashem, please give us peace. When should all of this good judgment we're asking for take place? B'yom, fill in the blank. On Rosh Chodesh, Chagamatzos, Pesach, or Chagasukos, on Shavuos, when we say this during Shacharis, we add in Shavuos as well, right? That we're asking Hashem that today on Yontif, on this day of judgment, please remember us in this positive way. And then we say, Zachreina Hashem Elokeinu Litova, Hashem, please remember us for good. Ufokdeinu Volovracha, Hashem, please give us blessing. Voshienu bo l'chaim, and give us life. V'dvar Yisrael v'rachamim, and with regards to the Yeshua and the rachamim, the salvation and the mercy, hus v'chaneinu v'rachim aleinu v'oshienu. Hashem, please be compassionate upon us and redeem us. Ki, because eilecha enenu, because our eyes are turned towards you. Ki el melech chanun v'racham ata, because you are the compassionate one. You are the one that can show us mercy and graciousness. And then we conclude with the rest of that bracha of Techazen and Inu B'shuv Chatzom Rachamim, that Hashem should return rebuilding of Yerushalayim B'rachamim, Baruch Ata Hashem HaMachzir Shechinah Tov L'Tzion, that Hashem's presence should once again be in Tzion. Fine.
Why isn't this place right after accepting the prayer, I think
because specifically there's one specific part, and we'll have to analyze this more when we get to Shema Koleinu and Ritzei, is that there's an acceptance of prayer, but then there's also what ultimately we need, what ultimately tefillah is incomplete without a Beis HaMikdash. And then that's when we get to Ritzei right after that. So then at the end of that bracha, specifically on the Yom Tovim, on this Day of Judgment, we want to elicit this additional form of Hashem's rachamim, of his mercy, of that also rebuild, completely resume all service of Hashem in the way that it's properly supposed to be done. So a few notes on Yalev Yavo. Number one, that in the introductory part of this tefillah, we say these three phrases of Yalev, Yavo, Yagia, Yirev, Yiratzev, Yishama, Yifakeid, that Hashem, that may we rise up, arrive, reach, seen, be favored, heard, considered. It's like we're building up towards something. And if you think about it, it's each one is another part of Hashem listening to our tefillos. If you can think about it in that kind of anthropomorphical type of way, it's that first it's Ya'aleh, that our tefillos go up to Hashem. Once they're there, Yavo, it's almost like they are brought to Hashem's desk, if you will. Then Viagia, then ours is the next one that he looks at. Okay? He looks at our tefillah, Viraeh, and Yiraeh, and he considers us, meaning he gives it special attention. Viratzeh, he likes the way the tefillah was brought to him. Viishma, he listens to it. Viifakeid, and then he follows through with giving us the bracha, right? So it's this like process of going through these seven stages. This number seven in Kabbalah has a lot of significance. The Gra in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch points out. He says Yaleh ad Yizacher Hizkir Kan Shmona Mine Hagashos V'Iskarvos Keneged Shiva Rikiyim. That this is like the seven levels in Shamayim until you are mamish by Hashem's Kisei HaKavod, by the heavenly throne. That we're hopeful that our tefillah is going to be so accepted that it's going to go all the way to that final step, to the point that Hashem then gives us the bounty that that we're asking for. To fulfill our tefillos. That's where Rav Chaim Freelander explains. He says, "Anu mevakshim sheniske l'siyat d'shmaya." We're asking that Hashem should give special attention to our tefillos. Shetefilasenu ya'alo me'al l'chitzitzos harakim haruchnios. That it should go to the highest points in heaven. V'habakash harishona hi ya'ale shetefila ta'ale me'al harakim. That first it needs to go up. Needs to start, and then Yavo V'Yirev Yiratzev Yishma V'Yifakeid goes through the rest of the process of Hashem ultimately listening to all of our tefillos. So I wanted to focus on one of these descriptions of Yiraeh, that Hashem should give special attention to our tefillos, where we find this in the Haggadah. Right after Bnei Yisrael daven for the redemption, where the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmos and Parak Bet, pasuk like Chafdal, Chafhe, or something like that, and also it's repeated in the Mikra Bikurim and in the summary of the story of the Exodus that we say when we show our Hakaras HaTov to Hashem, when we bring the first fruits, we say V'Nitzakel Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, that at the time that we were in the worst part of the slavery after 210 years and was the worst part, then it's Akel Hashem Elokai Elokai when it's Akel Hashem Elokei Avoteinu, that we screamed out, we cried out to God, the God of our forefathers, V'yishma Hashem Eskoleinu, Hashem listen to our tefillos, the Yar es Oineinu, and he gave special attention to the challenges we were going through, as Amalenu v'Eslachatzenu, to our burden and oppression. That we see That's what Vayare Saninu means. Says the Haggadah, it says, Kemoshen Amar, Ya Hashem Elokim, Es Bnei Yisrael, V'yida Elohim, that after our tefilos, Hashem gave special attention to our circumstances and then took us out. So when we have a sincere tefillah, Hashem gives special attention to you. That was the process. It's the exact same process we're asking Hashem to go through when we say Yalev Yavo. We're saying first Yaleh, fine, Yalev Yavo. And we say, Yalev Yavo, Yagir V'yireh, that the tefillah should be called out, V'nitzach, similar to what happened by the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. And then V'yishma, Hashem listened to the tefillah, V'yireh. And then Hashem gave special attention to their circumstances. So we're trying to engage Hashem in this the same way as the Jews did in the days of Mitzrayim. That is exactly the same way we're trying to engage Hashem in the bracha of Yalev Yavo. If you notice, right before we do the insert of that Hashem, please remember us for good on this particular day, we have a whole list of adjectives of the type of goodness that we want. V'zikaron ko'amcha beis Yisrael lefanecha. This is the line just before the inserts. That Hashem, remember your entire people, the family of Israel, before you, for lefleita letova, for goodness, lechein, lechesed, ulerachamim, that remember us for kindness and compassion, mercy, lechayim, for life, uleshalom, and peace. Why is Shalom the last one on the list? Also ask the question is, why is Shalom the last bracha in Shmon Esrei also? Right? Shalom is last. It's the last one here in Yalev Yavo on this list of things we're asking Hashem to give us on this Yontiv, on this Day of Judgment, that the last bracha of Shmon Esrei is Sim Shalom, the last bracha that's given by the Kohanim, Ve'asem Lecha Shalom in the Birchas Kohanim. The blessing of the Kohanim is that of peace. Why is Shalom always the last one?
Is it a summation?
So the Mishnah it's not really a Mishnah. The very last statement that's made by Chazal in the Mishnayos. So when our sages, they compiled the Mishnayos, were compiled by Rebbe Akadosh, 63 tractates, spanning all of our oral tradition. At the end of all the Mishnayos was a statement that was the following. The statement that's made in the very, very, at the end of the last Mishnah of Masechta Uksin is the Memra says, Ein kli machzik bracha, that the only type of vessel that can hold onto blessing is elakoshel shalom, is that of peace. Meaning to say that unless there's shalom, all the rest of the things we're asking for are not going to be complete. That's what the word shalom is, right? Shalem, it's completion. That you can have chein and chesed and rachamim. And you could have chayim, you could have all these amazing things, but unless there's shalom, unless there's peace, it's not going to last. The only way it's going to last is if there is shalom, is if there's a sense of tranquility, there's a sense of peace, of care and concern. Without that shalom, so then none of the other brachos are going to be able to last. That's why it's always the last one on the list. Let's continue. What I'm trying to do is just hopefully give us a few insights, just to be able to, when we say this paragraph, we say it, a dozen and a half times a year on the Yom Tovim, more, a couple dozen times a year on the Yom Tovim on Rosh Chodesh. And we don't have necessarily a full appreciation for everything that we're saying. So it's good to have a good appreciation for all the words of the tefillah. So we say right after we insert on this particular day, for example, on Pesach, of Chag HaMatzos, We say, Zachreinu Hashem Elokeinu bo litova. That Hashem, you should remember us, litova, for good. What does that mean? Litova, for good. What other way would we want Hashem to remember us for? We really want Hashem to remember all the bad things we did, right? It seems a bit superfluous. Say, Zachreinu Hashem Elokeinu. Please remember Hashem. And it's self-understood that we want Hashem to look at the good things that we've done. Remember us in a positive light, not in a negative light. That's the way that we want to be judged, right? So again, Rav Chaim Freelander over here comes to explain, and he says that what we're asking Hashem is, remember everything that we did. Not everything was great, but I truly believe that I was always trying my best. Remember everything that we did, litova, that I made mistakes along the way. Certainly I made mistakes along the way. I'm not a bad person. I'm trying my best. And then even those times that I slipped up, it wasn't rishus. It wasn't wicked. It was just that I made a mistake. But I'm trying my best. And therefore, even the mistakes, we could possibly get some zechuyos out of those as well. So we bring everything to Hashem's attention and say, Hashem, look, I'm trying my best here. I really am trying my best. And therefore, please even consider the mistakes I've made, litova, to my benefit. That's like he says, it's similar to the concept of being down the kafsfus, of judging favorably, judging others favorably. That we know that people aren't perfect. We understand that. We understand that people make mistakes, and that's fine. As long as somebody's trying their best. And we look at somebody and we say that, you know, I know you're trying your best, and therefore I don't hold this against you, right? You could do better next time, or whatever it is. So we're asking Hashem that as well, that Zachreinu Hashem Elokeinu bo litova. On this day, it should be that you remember me for good, that I know I've made mistakes, but even those mistakes, it's just because I'm human, but ultimately I am trying my best to do better. And then the last note I wanted to make is the end of the paragraph of Yalav Yavo. The end of the insert, we say that Dvar Yishrov Rachamim, that we ask Hashem for all these things, that you should remember us positively, you should give us bracha and shalom, etc. Dvar Yishrov Rachamim, and the ultimate salvation is going to come through mercy. Chus v'chanenu rachem aleinu v'oshenu. That Hashem, please show us compassion, help us. Why? Why is it that I'm asking you to be the one to redeem us? Ki, because, we actually give a reason here. Ki elecha einenu, because our eyes are only turned towards you, because ki el melech hanun v'rachumata, because you are the king who is gracious and compassionate. The reason why I'm turning to you, Hashem, is because where else am I going to turn? Points out Rav Chaim Freelander that we feel that we can ask for Hashem's rachamim because of our emunah, because of our emunah and bitachon. That's what we're trying to engage Hashem over here with. We're trying to say to Hashem that, Hashem, I'm hoping that this day of judgment of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, this day of judgment that I'm experiencing right now, that hopefully you're going to see that we deserve to be judged positively. Myself and Kol Beis Yisrael, the entire Jewish people, deserve to be judged favorably, because ultimately we're turning towards you. We have bitachon, we have emunah. As we mentioned before, we're trying our best. So we're asking Hashem is that follow through with the goodness, because ultimately we have immense emunah and bitachon towards you, especially on the Yom Tovim. On the Yom Tovim, it's a major theme that represents itself throughout all of the Yom Tovim, is that our level of emunah goes up a tremendous amount. We feel a real sense of closeness, so that on Yontif, more than any other day of the year, We see Hashem more as a reality than just merely a concept. And therefore, we're saying to Hashem, due to that that high level of emun and bitachon that we are showing you and displaying to you today on Yontiv, that you can now feel that we are ready to receive all these blessings because of this high level of emun and bitachon that we have and that we're showing you. So these were just a few insights into this tefillah of Yalav Yavo to hopefully guide us a little bit in our davening this Yontiv. We open up the tefillah of trying to come closer and closer and closer to Hashem, that we're asking Hashem, similar to the way that the Jewish people, you gave special attention to them in Mitzrayim, so too today we're asking Hashem, please, can you give us the Yira'eh, give us special intention as well, that ultimately all the brachas you're going to give us are only going to be contained if we have shalom, and that Hashem see that we really are trying our best. Zachrenu Hashem Elokeinu bo letova. Remember us for good. Even the times we were making mistakes, know that it's just because we're human. Ultimately, we're trying our best, and therefore judge us favorably from that standpoint. And due to this emun and bitachon that we're showing to you today, Hashem, perhaps please, today is the day that you're going to follow through with all of these blessings due to our immense emun and bitachon. Okay, very good. Shkoch, I'll stop here.
Thank you.
Sure.
It was awesome.